Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. I am your host, Dominic Salvia. Mike Crute is off for the week. He'll be back next Wednesday in studio. Well-deserved vacation, Crute. Have a great time. I want to thank my last guest, Matt Flynn from Matt Flynn Direct. If you missed any of that program, you can go online to civicmedia.us, check on the programs, go to find the Devil's Advocate. You can find a podcast right there. We're taking your calls today at 844-967-2789, and I want to get to, I think, some pretty important news. We've been jamming on this whole Fox Not News story, and the New York Times is laying out more information for us. And yes, it's exactly as bad as you thought it could possibly be. Peter Baker reporting, inside the panic at Fox News after the 2020 election. A subheadline: if we hadn't called Arizona, said Suzanne Scott, the network's chief executive, according to a recording reviewed by the New York Times, quote, our ratings would have been bigger. Oh, that's why it's not Fox News. It's Fox Not News. Here is, some of the reporting from the 4th. A little more than a week after television networks called the 2020 presidential election for Joseph R. Biden Jr., top executives and anchors at Fox News held an after-action meeting to figure out how they messed up. Not because they'd gotten a key call wrong, but because they had gotten it right, and they'd gotten it right before anyone else. You know, you think they'd be very happy about that. Typically, it is a point of pride for a news network to be the first to project election winners, but Fox is no typical news network. That's a nice way to put it, New York Times. And in the days following the 2020 vote, it was besieged with angry protests, not only from President Donald J. Trump's camp, but from its own viewers, because it had called the battleground state of Arizona for Mr. Biden. Never mind that the call was correct. Fox executives worried that it would lose viewers to hard-right competitors like Newsy Max. And so, on Monday, November 16th, 2020, Suzanne Scott, the chief executive of Fox News Media, and Jay Wallace, the network's president, convened a Zoom meeting for an extraordinary discussion with an unusual goal, according to a recording of the call reviewed by the New York Times. How to keep from angering the network's conservative audience again by calling an election for a Democrat before the competition. Maybe, the Fox executives mused, they should abandon the sophisticated new election projecting system in which Fox had invested millions of dollars and revert to the slower, less accurate model. Yes, let's be less accurate. That's a great idea. After getting it totally right, after being right on, let's go back. Because why? Well, because Trump. New York Times continues. Or maybe they should base calls not solely on numbers, but how viewers might react. Or maybe they should delay calls, even if they're right, to keep the audience in suspense and boost viewership. Listen, it's one of the sad realities. If we hadn't called Arizona those 3 or 4 days following the election day, our ratings would have been bigger, Ms. Scott said. The mystery would have been still hanging out there. Brett Baer and Martha McCallum, the two main anchors, suggested it was not enough to call a state based on numerical calculations, the standard by which networks have made such determinations for generations, but that viewer reaction should be considered.
We've traced a call. It's coming from inside the house.
In a Trump environment, Ms. McCallum said, the game is just very, very different. The conversation captured the sense of crisis enveloping Fox after the election and underscored its unique role. Its unique role in the conservative political ecosystem. The network's conduct in this period has come under intense scrutiny in a $1.6 billion defamation lawsuit by Dominion Voting Systems. Court filings in recent days revealed that Fox executives and hosts considered fraud claims by the Trump camp to be really crazy stuff, as Rupert Murdoch, the head of Fox Media Empire, put it, yet pushed them on air anyway. The recording of the November 6th meeting adds further context to the atmosphere inside the network at the time when executives were on the defensive because their Arizona call and feared alienating Mr. Trump and his supporters. In a statement on Saturday, the network said, quote, here's the defense. Fox News stood by the Arizona call despite intense scrutiny. Given the extremely narrow 0.3% margin and a new projection mechanism that no other network had, of course there would be a wide-ranging postmortem surrounding the call and how it was executed, no matter the candidates. In the crosshairs now is Ms. Scott, who joined the network at its inception in 96 as a programming assistant and worked her way up to become chief executive in 2018. Media analysts have speculated that she may take the fall. Murdoch testified in a deposition that executives who knowingly allowed lies to be broadcast should be reprimanded, maybe got rid of, quote unquote. But Fox later put out word she was not in danger. So she's good. Scott was among the executives who grew alarmed after the network's decision to call Arizona for Biden at 11:20 on election night, November 3rd of 2020, a projection that infuriated Mr. Trump and his aides because it was a swing state that could foreshadow the overall result. No other network called Arizona that night, although the AP did several hours later, and the Fox journalists who made the call stood by their judgment. At 8:30 the next morning, Ms. Scott suggested Fox not call any more states until certified by authorities, a formal process that could take days or weeks. Well, good thing we just invested millions of dollars in this new fancy system that gets us quick answers. No, we can't do that, especially if what our audience preferred candidate loses. What kind of a news organization acts like that? What kind of a news organization would delay telling you the truth about an election result just so you could, what, take it in small bites?
No news organization would do that. News being the key word here.
Fox has no problem doing that. The New York Times continues. At 8:30 the next morning, Scott suggested Fox not call any more states until certified by authorities, a formal process that could take days or weeks. She was talked out of that. But the next day, Mr. Biden's lead in Arizona narrowing, Bear noted that Mr. Trump's campaign was angry and suggested reversing the call. It's hurting us, he wrote Mr. Wallace and others in a previously reported email. The sooner we pull it, even if it gives us major egg and put it back in his column, the better we are, in my opinion. As the New York Times writes, Arizona had never been in Trump's column, and the decision desk overseen by Bill Salmon, the managing editor for Washington, resisted giving it, quote-unquote, back to a candidate who was losing just to satisfy critics. But on Friday night, November 6th, when Salmon's team was ready to call Nevada for Biden, sealing his victory, Wallace refused to air it. I'm not there yet since it's for all the marbles, just a heavier burden than an individual state call, Mr. Wallace wrote in a text message obtained by the Times. Rather than be the first to call the election winner, Fox became the last. CNN declared Biden the victor the next day at 11:24 a.m., followed by other networks. Fox did not concur until 11:40 a.m., some 14 hours after Salmon's decision team internally concluded the race was over. While Biden held on to Arizona by 10,000 votes, the explosive fallout from the Fox call panicked the network. Panicked! Viewers erupted! Ratings fell! I've never seen a reaction like this to any media company, Tucker Carlson told Ms. Scott in November 9th message released in the court filing. Ms. Scott complained to a colleague that Mr. Salmon did not understand, quote, the impact to the brand and the arrogance in calling Arizona. And it was his job to protect the brand. On November 16th, Scott and Wallace convened the Zoom meeting to discuss the Arizona decision. Salmon and Arnon Mishkin, the director of the decision desk, were included. Chris Steierwalt, the political editor, had gone on there to defend the call, was not. Ms. Scott invited Mr. Bear, Brett Bear, and Ms. McCallum, the face of the network, as she called them, to describe the heat they were taking, according to the recorded reviewed by the Times. "We're still getting bombarded," Mr. Bear said. "It became very, really hurtful. It became really hurtful." He said the projections were not enough to call a state when it would be so sensitive. "I know the statistics and the numbers, but there has to be like this other layer so they could think beyond about the implications." Ms. McCallum agreed. "There's just obviously been a tremendous amount of backlash, which is, I think, more than any of us anticipated. And so there's that layer between statistics and news judgment about timing that I think is a factor for a loud faction of our viewership," she said. "The call was a blow." Neither she nor Mr. Bear explained exactly what they meant by another layer, quote-unquote. A person who was in the meeting and spoke on the condition of anonymity to describe internal discussion said on Saturday that Bear had been talking about process because he was upset the decision desk had made the Arizona call without letting the anchors know first. Fox reached its call earlier than other networks because of the cutting-edge system it developed after the 16 election, a system tested during the 2018 midterms with great success. Fox projected that Democrats would capture the House before his competitors, but now Mr. Wallace was having second thoughts. "We created a new mousetrap," he said, but he asked, "Was the mousetrap too good?" He added, "Part of me is like, oh, should we have been more conservative, and should we have stuck with the NEP, the National Election Pool used by other networks? Would that have changed things? Would there still be this ire?" Mr. Michigan acknowledged that the Arizona call seemed premature, but noted it did land correctly and that Fox rightly made clear it was a dogfight in the Electoral College. Salmon stood by the call. "If I may defend the decision desk for a moment, they got all 50 states right. We called Arizona. It was a good call. It held up." Ms. Scott pressed Salmon to admit that Arizona became much closer than even you anticipated it becoming. He pushed back. "From a statistical standpoint, I literally never worried about the Arizona call. From a lot of other standpoints, it was very painful for reasons we're all aware of. But statistically, I really was very confident in that call. That's just the truth." And isn't that the problem? They don't want to hear the truth. They want to hear what they want to hear. The truth be damned. Fox News, not Fox News. And Crudy put a cigarette out on their ass last time he was on. Evan, I know we have some sound. We didn't get to it last week. I want to get to that. If you can dig that up, please, because it's very important. What is the responsibility for Democrats, for other news folks to on Fox News? They should be ostracized. They're a joke. It's propaganda for money. We're the Devil's Advocates, 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
He called me. I didn't call him.
You lied to me.
I don't know if you know the Devil's Advocates, but the show is kind of a big deal.
We are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can be a part, 844-9s. Fox News, Fox Not News. We've got to come up with some other name for them. They're certainly not news. Again, 844-967-2789. To this point, we teased a little bit yesterday, and, you know, Crudy goes on Fox News, or has gone on a fairly consistent basis, maybe once every 6-8 weeks, something like that, for a while. And last time he went on, he kind of lit them up, because what, they weren't covering Fox News, Fox Not News, they were not covering the January 6th, the committee hearings. They just wasn't on. They played extra Tucker, you know, they didn't want people turning. And I guess now, you know, in light of this, the information we now see from the Dominion lawsuit and this New York Times reporting of this Zoom call, well, we kind of get what they're all about. It's all about the money, man. Murdoch told you himself. It's just not red or blue. It's green, baby. But what happens now? Right now, this is out in the public. This is now out there. And I talk about credibility a lot. I can't believe I got to talk about credibility, man. I mean, for real, you know, if I am the sane
we're in trouble.
Voice, that's voice right. Of reason, man, you know what I mean?
When you're telling us about credibility, we're in deep, know, we're in dude. Deep, folks.
I know this is, it matters, right? If I came on this mic and just spewed a bunch of BS to you guys, and gals and people nonstop over and over again. And it comes out that you find, oh my God, that guy was totally BSing me the whole time. And he was doing it for money. I would imagine some of you would turn the dial. You turn off, because why would you listen to someone that you have no credibility? You can't believe what they say. Well, I think that's the point we are at right now. And perhaps, you know, the same percentage that will always believe Trump, you know, they will always believe Fox News. Maybe there's some folks that will just never, ever turn it off. And perhaps we need to just accept that. But it's hard for me to do that. As Greg Sargent writes over at the Washington Post, an opinion piece from last week, finally, Democrats appear ready to wage war on Fox News. Well, it's going to take more than just Democrats. It's going to take lots and lots of people. But let's hear what Sargent had to say. I'll jump into this piece a little bit, then we'll play some of that Crudy sound. As Sargent writes, for years, Democrats have been deeply conflicted about Fox News. At times, they've shunned the network as an irredeemable source of disinformation, boycotting it or banning it from covering Democratic presidential primary debates. But such efforts have been temporary. They have tended to resume appearing on the network and have reverted to treating it more or less as a news channel, albeit a hostile one. Now, however, it's becoming clear that interacting with Fox News as a news outlet in any sense is no longer an option for Democrats. In light of the news that network personalities knowingly deceive viewers about the 2020 election for cynical purposes, Democrats plainly have taken on Fox News in a new way, and some of them know it. Here's a quote from Chris Murphy, a Democrat from a senator from Connecticut. I don't think we've ever had a moment like this where a major news network has been exposed as deliberately deluding its viewers or readers. This is a seminal moment in the history of mass media, and we need to treat it that way. As Sargent ponders, what should it look like? Well, one thing it should look like, we're talking about Fox, who themselves have blocked their own media reporter from covering the biggest media story in the history of media. I mean, so what the Republicans and the megas and the conservatives decry about all the fake news and all this other stuff. Well, it's them. It's, again, this is that projection. This is that gaslighting. They're the ones doing it. And now they have become aware of it. Are they going to change their habits? I don't know. Sargent writes, this week, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and the House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries signaled an aggressive posture in a letter to Fox News founder Rupert Murdoch. The two New York Democrats demanded that the network get star anchor Tucker Carlson and others to recant their lies about the 2020 election on the air. The letter said this, quote, though you have acknowledged your regret in allowing this grave propaganda to take place, your network hosts continue to promote, spew, and perpetuate election conspiracy theories to this day. That's the letter. Now, Sargent writes, this might be the first time that the Democratic congressional leadership has formally labeled Fox News content propaganda. Well, welcome to the party, pal. The term is entirely apt. The newly revealed text from Carlson and other on-air personalities and executives demonstrate they feared that telling their audience the truth about the 2020 vote could cost them a disastrously high number of viewers. Instead, Fox News personalities kept lying about it while executives looked the other way. And we've gone over some of this. I'll jump down here in Sargent's piece. And here's what he questions. Should Democrats again refrain from appearing on Fox News? I mean, I was busting Crudy's chops all the time, especially the last few times. Dude, why are you doing this? Why? And I get it. It's exposure. I mean, if you want exposure, I guess. But at some point, is this that point? Well, it was that point. A little more from Sargent. Should Democrats again refrain from appearing on Fox News? They have long been conflicted about this, with some arguing that Democrats shouldn't forego the opportunity to reach right-leaning voters wherever possible. But in light of the new revelations, there might be a better way to think about it. Dan Pfeiffer, a senior communications advisor to President Barack Obama, says Democrats should remember that their appearances on Fox News will never reach as many conservative voters in unadulterated form. The Democrats' quotes will inevitably be diced into incriminating bites and fed to a larger conservative audience via high-rated opinion shows and right-wing social sites. However, Pfeiffer says, because a Democrat's appearance on Fox News will intrinsically generate media interest, party members should appear, if they want to, both eyes wide open, expressly to create viral moments that will reach the Democratic base and independent voters. Go on looking for a fight. The press will cover what you say on Fox. As a result, he says this will facilitate reaching people outside the Fox audience. Similarly, strategist Simon Rosenberg is urging fellow Democrats to confront Fox News' myth-making by getting loud themselves to displace right-wing agitprop with Democrats' own media-conscious messaging and theater. Well, we have some of that theater. Our very own Michael Crute, he went on and gave them some of theirs. He gave them what they were looking for. Gave them exactly what they needed, and I hope that more and more folks will do this. We'll play some of that and take some of your calls on the other side of this break at 844-967-2789. Call it Fox. It sure as hell, 8 News. We'll be right back.
The Devil's Advocates, making radio great again.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines are open. We'll go there shortly at 844-967-2789. We've been talking about Fox. Not Fox News, Fox not news. That's what we're talking about now. And in that vein, what happens now, right? All this this information coming out, Fox News knowingly, you know, lying, presenting people that they know are lying to their audience, putting them up there anyway, all for money, all for profit. And lamenting the fact that when they told the truth, when they told their audience that, hell, Arizona went to Biden, that's a fact. That's what happened. No, everyone freaked out because people started turning the channel. Well, if you're a news organization, really, that shouldn't impact you, right? The news is the news. The facts are the facts, right? You just present them. The audience will digest them, and you move on. Well, that's the way my old-fashioned way of thinking about it. But now that's not the case. And now this is a propaganda network, and we have the Democratic leadership writing letters to Fox CEO saying, "Hey, man, this is propaganda. You should get these very same folks that were out there, you know, the Tucker Carlsons et al." And say, "Hey, we were lying. This was all false. We were pandering to you. We were telling you what you wanted to hear." Now, don't hold your breath, Chuck Schumer, Hakeem Jeffries. Doubt that's going to happen. So what happens then? So do Democrats not go on it? Yeah, I think they don't. And if you do, you light them up. Other media organizations, you light them up. If this were an MSNBC or CNN or the Washington Post or New York Times, hell, Raw Story. If this kind of stuff came out that they were doing this, I would be just as critical as we should be. I mean, we want the truth. We want the facts. We want to know what's going on. We don't have times in our busy, busy lives to go through and find everything out. We rely on other people's reporting. I sit here and talk about things. I read a couple articles and I'll tell you what I think. Well, I'm not the one out there digging up the information, digging up the facts. That's why your local journalists, your local television, your local radio stations, those things are important. If they have credibility, support them. If they don't, turn them off. Literally, turn them off. What are you going back for? The entertainment? I mean, I guess if you want to be entertained, but if you want to be informed and you want to have a cogent thought and believe what you're hearing, you got to turn off some of these propaganda sites. And one of those is now proven to be Fox News, regardless of what happens in the $1.6 billion Dominion voting system defamation lawsuit. What has come to light? Well, it's all a scam, man. It's all for money. It's not to educate you. It's not, hell, it's not even to entertain you. It's for them to put money in their pockets. It's not red. It's not blue. It's green. But Crudy, our pal Crudy, he went on the last time, finally, he decided to blow him up. He was not going back again. Let's hear, if you would, Evan, you ready for this? Let's hear what Crudy had to say the last time he went on Fox Not News.
And take the fight to Republicans. Mike, what's your assessment?
The real fight is for democracy. The real fight is for the soul. And the real bull is that your network won't cover it.
Whoa, 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 whoa. We covered it plenty. We just aired it on the Fox
Not
Business Network.
Time.
We sent it out to all of our Fox stations.
Fox Business
Dude,
Network.
Dude, you're going to come on here. Let me set the record straight. I want to be neutral here, but when you attack our network, okay. I got a problem with that.
Did you write any?
That's the kind of
Tucker
Mike,
Carlson
Mike, let me get
show?
In here. Mike.
All right. They had nothing.
And now consider their response. And this was, you know, months ago, obviously. And, well, oh, hey, you're going to attack our network. I mean, how dare you? The righteous indignation. Oh, my goodness. You question us. Well, yeah, we know what you did. We know what you're about. We know
we
why you did it.
We aired it on Fox Business.
Yeah, no one watches Fox Business. That's why you aired it on Fox Business. If you wanted someone to see it, you would have put it on Fox News, not news. So, but that's what I'm looking for. That's what I want to hear more of. You want to go on? I'm done, man. You can't negotiate with terrorists, right? This is not a news organization. They're out there to try to get a clip, to try to get you to blow up, and so they can do, you know, put forth their agenda. That's fine. You can do that. But then don't call yourself news. Don't pretend you're something that you're not. And what you are not is credible. 844-967-2789. Jennifer Rubin's got a piece. We'll get to that as well. Lighten them up. That's what we got to do. You're lighting them up. Joanne from Madison, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hi. Great news that you're presenting and great ideas, but I have an alternative viewpoint here. We need to CJ these folks. Okay, Hannity has 3 hours every day when he's online and with the radio. And, of course, Vicky McKenna has 3 hours. We can start sneaking in there and wearing people down. Somebody called up Hannity's show when I was listening. I hit the wrong dial and all that, and asked and said he loved his union. He said, I love my union. They do so many things for me. What's wrong with unions? And I thought Hannity literally was going to have a heart attack. There was dead air. And you know what dead air is in radio.
Never have dead air. That's never good, Joanne.
Yeah, right. But it takes a strong stomach. But every once in a while, if we cut these folks off entirely, it'll seem like their bubble is growing, that their message is getting through. A few of us need to sneak over there. But I agree with you. It's a very difficult situation. We need to show these folks that lying is journalism, and journalism is not something that works well. Thanks so much.
Thank you for the comment and call, Joanne. It is a good point. And I'm in doubt. Sure, yeah, if you want to play those games, here's the deal, Joanne. We take all callers. You know what I'm saying? Evan will lightly screen them. As long as you're pretty sober, we'll get you on the radio because we do want to have conversations. We do enjoy the banter. I mean, yes, I'm fine with that. I'm down with the debate. But you know what? A lot of those programs, they won't let you on the air. They will screen your ass, Joanne. Good luck getting through. And I tell you what, if someone got through on Hannity's show to light them up and fool them a little bit and catch them off guard about unions, I'm betting someone got an ass chewing as soon as that next break came around. I don't think there's a lot of room for that kind of debate, let's call it, other opinions, a lot of room on that side. I mean, look at how they're going to react, Joanne. They didn't want to tell the truth. Well, they're not going to tell the truth. They're sure as hell not going to let somebody else call in and give them the truth if they wouldn't do it themselves. So I'm down with the program. If you want to make some calls and try, it might be a waste of time. Perhaps try to convince your crazy uncle or relative to turn off Fox News or just, you know, pull it off their cable. Thanks for the call. 844-967-2789. There's no right answer. You know, I mean, my right answer may not be your right answer. And I get people want to get exposure and perhaps we can convince a few people. But I've reached my break a while ago with regards to the Fox type things. And Crudy finally got there. Now, Crudy was the one getting invited. It was easy for me to say, hell, F those guys. But Crudy actually showed up and did it and put a considerable amount of time and effort into his days. I mean, on a Sunday, you got to get up and get prepped and go to a studio, you know, get rid of the hangover and try to, you know, not crap the bed when you're on national television. But he finally had enough of it. And I'm proud of him for doing that because that is BS. How do you have all these? And they continue. They started with the J6. That's what set Crudy off. They weren't programming that on their Fox channel. They put it on some side Fox Business. And how dare you question us? How dare you? Well, of course, now we know. Now we know why. Yes, we do dare. Because it's all there and open. It's your own text. It's your own emails. It's your own freaking Zoom. That's what you're down for. And that's fine. Do that then. But don't tell the people you're news. You're not credible. We are. credible, and a little newsy here and there, 844-967-2789. But when I go to sources, I go to sources that I trust. I go to sources that have been right on. And opinions are opinions, and opinions are like elbows. Everybody's got one. That's not a matter of fact. You can have opinions and be based on facts. You can have opinions based on statistics and based on gut feelings. Those remain opinions. But Joe Biden won a free and fair election, period. Donald Trump was programming, what are they called? Grooming. Donald Trump was grooming all you Republicans back in like February about how it's all rigged, and if he doesn't win, it's all rigged, stolen election. He was laying down that groundwork a long time ago. Now we know, now we see. You can look back and put it all together in perspective, like, wow. They had this part going on over here. We had the false elector things going on over there. You had, you know, all these lawsuits and wackadoodles popping up everywhere. Sidney Powell, I mean, the pillow guy. All of a sudden, these people became like household names. Why the hell do I need to know who the pillow guy is? Sidney Powell, what? What are you talking about? Why do I need to know this person? Oh, because they're the one that would get up on air and say whatever the hell they wanted to, because that was the plan. Because that gave them support. Oh, and in the meantime, we'll file all sorts of lawsuits so you can refer to the lawsuits that we filed. Well, you know, fast forward a year. It's all BS. 61 were lost or thrown out of 62, and the one that was won had nothing to do with the actual count of the votes. Credibility matters. 844-967-2789. Dick from Madison, you're next. Welcome, Dick. What do you got for us?
Well, this last weekend, the CPAC speech, this retribution, that word just jumped out at me.
I know,
this morning early, I'm thinking, retribution for what? What are you talking about? Next you'll be saying, I'm the salvation. You know, I can see it coming. But he just, is that a new hybrid only I alone can fix this? Or any of his other dumb things.
Sure, yeah, it's an extension of that. It's an extension of the authoritarianism. It's the extension of the politics of it's victimization. Of course, he's a victim, right? And all of his voters are victims of some sort because they lost an election, Dick. So now it's going to be retribution.
And here's what kills me about that whole group. All of them are sitting there listening to a guy who's got a score to settle with someone or a grievance. He's telling you nothing about what he'll do for you, not a damn thing, but yet you're falling in line behind him. I alone can fix this, and this retribution thing. I heard that. Did he mean to say, I think he had a Freudian slip, and he meant to say, I alone am a retrobate.
Maybe, Dick, maybe. We do have that sound. Let's get there briefly while you brought it up, Dick. If you're ready, Evan, let's play Donald Trump at CPAC, and not a packed room. There were some people there, but there were certainly some empty seats. Let's hear what the former guy had to say. Cut 9, please.
I am your warrior. I am your justice. And for those who have been wronged and betrayed, I am your retribution. I am your retribution.
I was wronged, and betrayed by you, Donald Trump. I was wronged and betrayed by the Wisconsin GOP. I was wronged and betrayed by these fraudulent electors and these hack attorneys who filed fraudulent BS lawsuits to further perpetuate the conspiracy, the seditious conspiracy. We were wronged by you, sir. 844-967-2789. Stephen from Green Bay, you're up. Welcome, Stephen. What do you got for us? Hello, Stephen. No, Stephen. All right, Stephen.
Blowing it, Stephen. Oh, man.
Let's keep going. Let's keep going. Wisco Paul, you are up. Welcome, sir. What do you got for us?
Good afternoon, Dom. Nice call, Dick. The whole thing to me is a little scary, Dom, because if somehow this guy doesn't get indicted on anything and he wins re-election, I don't know, can we go to Canada? Maybe they won't let me in. I don't know. I don't know how to put this, but this guy, he scares the heck out of me if he ever would be able to get reelected. So thanks for listening to me, Dom. Great show.
Yeah, all right. Thanks, Paul. I appreciate it, man. 844-967-2789. Donald Trump can't do it alone. If it were not for the enablers and supporters, he would be a crazy old man sitting on a soapbox in Central Park yelling at the moon. Donald Trump cannot do it on his own. Any power that is given to him is given to him. He doesn't earn that power. If you think Donald Trump is strong, then he becomes strong. That's kind of how it is. Just like Fox News, they got to be discounted. They got to be mocked, repudiated at all times, every time. This is a joke. You are my retribution? You're a fraud, sir. You're facing how many different investigations for fraud? I mean, you've pled guilty. Companies are certainly fraudulent. You just paid up. We are the Devil's Advocates, 844-967-2789. One more segment, then it's quitting time.
Save the $2 on tomorrow's paper. Listen to the Devil's Advocates today.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now. 844-967-2789. Be patient, callers, and we'll get there. I want to throw this one out there. Kind of goes along topically with my ranting on the Foxy Newsy action. Jennifer Rubin writing a piece in the Washington Post today. The title: Timid media and GOP figures are again dangerously normalizing Trump. Oh, hell no. Let's hear what she has to say here. We saw throughout Donald Trump's two presidential campaigns and 4 years in the White House a symbiotic relationship between mainstream media outlets and Republicans, in which both made Trump out to be a far more normal politician than he was. On one hand, there was the Republican denial. Didn't see the crazy tweet. I'm sure he's learned his lesson. On the other hand, there was the media's determination to avoid claims of bias and maintain a false balance, which often resulted in their obscuring how loony he sounded. The result? A never-ending Trumpian stream of threats, both policy-related and more personal, absurd conspiracy mongering, and lies that were never regarded as disqualifying. Apparently, neither the media nor supposedly sober Republicans have learned anything from the past. Trump gave a bonkers speech at the CPAC on Saturday, musing about Russia blowing up NATO headquarters, claiming President Biden had taken the border wall and put it in a hiding area, and telling the crowd, "I am your warrior, I am your justice, and for those who have been wronged and betrayed, I am your retribution." We just played that. We do not get headlines acknowledging this is unhinged. Instead, we get from the New York Times, quote, "Trump says he would say in 2024 race if indicted." And a similar angle from CNN. ABC started its website report this way: "Former President Donald Trump continues to reign supreme over conservative wing of the Republican Party." And from the Washington Post, this is what Rubin's writing: "Trump takes victory lap at conservative conference. CBS intoned that Trump aired grievances with his familiar foes, President Biden, the Department of Justice, a litany of legal fights he's embroiled in. Politico went with this: Trump ties a ribbon on the most mega CPAC yet." Writes Jennifer Rubin. From the coverage, you would never understand how incoherent he sounds, how far divorced his statements are from reality, and how entirely abnormal this all is. Talk about burying the lead. The press and Republicans' mutual distaste for candidly acknowledging Trump's break with reality and the danger he poses to democracy was on full display on the Sunday shows. Oh, thank God. I was out drinking. I missed it. On Meet the Press, New Hampshire Governor Kristi Noem lamely offered that he'd support whomever the Republicans nominate for president. Equally cringeworthy, Dan Sullivan, a senator from Alaska, said on This Week he wouldn't rule out supporting a nominee indicted on a felony charge that involved overthrowing the 2020 elections. Here's his quote. "That's a huge hypothetical right now on the indictment issue, but right now my plan is to support who becomes the nominee." On Fox News Sunday, former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said it's time to reject any candidate who would tell whoppers and spends endless time on Twitter, but dodge questions when host Shannon Bream said surely he must be talking about Trump. The spectacle is equal parts infuriating and pathetic. Here are Republicans, some of who are considering runs for the presidency, who somehow expect to get through a campaign without mentioning the single most disqualifying thing about a leader in the race other than his mental unfitness. He betrayed the country. Such timidity is itself disqualifying for someone seeking the presidency. If these candidates cannot stand up to an ex-president who is currently devoid of power, how can we expect them to defend the Constitution against enemies, foreign and domestic? There's more to it there, but you get the gist. It's time to stand up and push back, literally push back against this. This is unacceptable, this behavior. Trump's a wackadoodle, man. Articles out with titles like that, it makes it seem, he's really consolidating his support. What? He's your retribution, man. 844-967-2789. Jake from Eureka, you're up. Welcome, Jake. What do you got?
Hey, and this latest breaking news should drive that lunatic loser Trump even more crazy. So, according to the New York Times, Hope Hicks met with prosecutors this afternoon in New York in the Stormy Daniels investigation into the illegal payoffs before the 2016 election to keep her quiet about Stormy Daniels and her affair with Donald Trump's, while Donald Trump's child, Barron, was only, 1 year old at the time, and Melania had just barely given birth. So this had to get interesting, especially since Hope Hicks and Donald Trump have a very complicated relationship, if you know what I'm saying.
Well, and Jake, you know, sex is sex, and I'm fine with that, whatever, man. You know, adults, knock yourself out. But when you pay for someone to stay quiet about the sex in the midst of a campaign, that becomes a little more problematic. And then, of course, in doing so, you happen to write a company check to your attorney, who then launders it, you put it on your books. That's, again, that's the whole issue as part of the issue. Man, if it were only sex, we could be so lucky. Thanks for the call, Jake. 844-967-2789. Rico, Rock County, you're up. Welcome, man. What do you got for us?
Hey, I'm going to jump right on Fox, man. It's a different subject, though. Hey, Fox, the NFL needs to be yanked from Fox. All football season long, all we got was one game on Sunday. You used to get 12, 325. Now we get one game. What are you, so cheap here in Wisconsin, Fox? You don't want to pay the NFL for the programming? Come on, man. We're some of the best football fans in the world. We want football. And they're screwing football up. What, we want to watch your talking heads for a half an hour after the game's over at 3 o'clock? Come on.
Come on, Rico. Right. You know, Fox, very upset, apparently, what Biden didn't come on for the traditional interview. Well, I would say the same thing. Avoid him, man. And if you go on, and call him out. Come loaded for bear. Come heavy or don't come at all. Thanks for the call, Rico. Steven, you're up. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Dom, you're doing a great job in Crudy's absence.
Thanks, man.
I just want to say that I was told as a young child by my grandfather that the definition of insanity is doing something twice the same way and expecting a different result. And that's kind of what Trump is trying to do, is hoping there's enough sane people that will vote for him a second time so he can finish what he started the first time in. If we want a democracy left, we cannot let that happen. I do have a quick question for you, Dom.
Yeah.
I know the national cable network, Fox News, obviously they're a propaganda network. What would you say about someone who wanted to watch their local Fox station in their home market? Would you want them to stay away from that too, or would you be okay if they watch that?
Thanks for the call, Stephen. Great point. You know, me again, it's up to everyone. Make your own decisions, right? So credibility matters. I do occasionally watch the local Fox affiliate. I think some of the reporting on there is just fine. I think that's entirely okay. But again, long as they have the credibility to, and what they're telling you is accurate, knock yourself out, man. We've got to find all the good, credible sources we possibly can. But when we know specifically and for a fact that a certain program or a certain entity is purposefully misleading us for profit and to the detriment of democracy, we must shun them, shame them, and turn them off. Thanks for listening to the Devil's Advocate. It's got a big week coming up. Matt Rothschild, Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, going to join me tomorrow. Make sure you tune in. We appreciate you listening. Go to civicmedia.us for all the podcasts. Evan, thank you, brother. We'll see you tomorrow.